Hello everybody, this is Jeff, and this audio recording is give you some feedback on your group project that you did today, the group final. I want to start out by saying what I said in class, and that each and every one of you is an incredible communicator. Not a single person in the room is afraid to express themselves or step forward when a job needs to be done. You guys held yourselves responsible for each other throughout the entire semester. The eight of you that made it all the way to the end of this course really did come together very well, and you know, I did everything I could to try to stimulate a little conflict between you guys, but you know, you rose to the challenge every single time, and I'm really proud of you. I hope that each of you took something from this class, some sort of experience. Everybody, I'm sure, experiences things, whether it be something to do with leadership or goal setting or working with others or nonverbal communication, listening to each other a little better. I think you all did a phenomenal job, and I'm really going to miss you guys. Turning over to the project that you guys did for today, the two activities that I gave you, the first thing that kind of struck me was that when Robert was late, nobody took any time to fill him in. In a group meeting, when somebody comes late, you know, Robert did the right thing. He apologized for being late. He told everyone where it was. You guys did a nice job saying, no problem, Robert. It wasn't, you know, any role. But somebody should take the time to fill him in and tell him what was going on, what the project was about, what kind of time frame they have. It's important for everyone to orient, you know, members when they're coming and going. The second thing that struck me was that there really was not a discussion about which activity to do first. One just kind of was on the top, it seemed, and you did that one. You know, when groups get together and work, you shouldn't just jump right into the work. And that was really my biggest problem that I had with everything that went on today. You just kind of jumped right into the core of things without doing any planning. And I think groups really need to do some planning. And I think there were some real considerations in terms of which project to do first. I think in the end it worked out okay, but I think the one about sex, if you were to take some time, read both, and talk about the pros and cons of doing one before the other, I think you would have seen that the sex one might have been better to do first, because that one's easier to cut off. There weren't as many decisions to be made, and you weren't dealing with mud. So I actually would have done them in the other order. In the end, it did end up working out for you guys, but I would have done them in the opposite order. What I would have liked to have seen from you guys was a discussion on how to proceed, which one to do first, and why you should do one or the other first. After you decided to do the exercise with the money first, there was absolutely no talk of a timetable. How much time were you going to spend on that activity, and how much time were you going to leave for the other one? I think that was a real important distinction to make, and to make some decisions and set some timetables for the two tasks that you had. And then really, what I have to say now really gets to the core of where I think this group kind of fell short today. You guys jumped right into the issues, and what it does, especially when you're given a monumental task like the one that you guys were given today, you need to take time to plan. What are our goals? What do we want to accomplish by handing out this money? What methodologies are we going to use? I would have liked to have seen you debated methodologies before just jumping in and talking about the issues. And I could kind of see on some of your faces that you really were uncomfortable just starting to talk about the issues right away, and would have preferred some time talking about, well, how are we going to approach this and what are our goals? One of the things that you might have decided to do was to take each of the programs, you know, needle exchange program, seeing all those things, and take some time with each one of those and define them. Talk about them. Make sure everybody understands with what, you know, for example, community policing is. There may be some people that don't understand what that is. Then take some time to debate the pros and cons of that program. Then go on to the next program and the third program. So to kind of do like a thorough discussion of it all of it, before you all started deciding which one was better than the other. You guys just started jumping in with your opinion without like discussing all of the programs that were on the table, and I thought that was a real drawback to the meeting that you guys had today. Additionally, I think there was an absence of an overall goal. What do you want this money to accomplish? You know, you could have set some criteria, and that criteria could have been used to help make these decisions. I think eventually you kind of got to this, A little bit, but I think it's something you need to do more in the beginning of a discussion. So is the goal to clean up neighborhoods, or is the goal for education? Is the goal to get crime off the streets? Is the goal to help give people a hand up? I think if you'd kind of come up with this, you know, umbrella of a goal, some of the programs would have sunk to the bottom and risen to the top based on the criteria you set up, as opposed to your own, you know, kind of personal beliefs about these things. I would also like to hear you guys complimenting each other's ideas a little bit. When you're in a small group and somebody, you know, really expresses something from deep down inside them, puts their values on the table about issues, you know, someone needs to step forward and say, "Hey, thank you. That's a great thought," or "Wow, I never thought of it that way," or "Man, I didn't realize that you felt so strongly about that. That's awesome." So a little bit more complimentary of each other's self-disclosures, I think, real nice. Another drawback of the discussion today is I think you totally, not totally, but a little bit dropped the ball on using Diane as an expert. Diane works in law enforcement, and she's got a lot of experience in some of the programs that you guys are talking about. So had you maybe taken a little bit of time to go through each program one at a time and discuss it, you could use Diane as an expert to, you know, interject what she knows about the research regarding the effectiveness of these programs. About 15 minutes into the discussion, Alex K brings up the issue of goals. You know, he said, "Who do you want to help?" Which, you know, in my head I went, "Oh my God, they're going to come to criteria." And he was, you know, he tried to get it in there, but the rest of you kind of ignored him. So while Alex K was trying to, you know, figure out who to help, and then once you knew who you wanted to help, you could kind of that to decide which program is going to get which money. You guys kind of dropped the ball on that one, and you didn't respond to the idea that he was putting on the table. Soon after that, Robert tried to talk about criteria instead of specifics. He tried to talk a little bit about the goal and what it was we were trying to accomplish. And again, he got shot down, interrupted constantly. The entire group interrupted Robert constantly. And, you know, Robert's got great ideas. And Robert's the kind of guy, and you know this about yourself, Robert, that, you know, you think before you talk. And everyone else needs to be patient with that, because Robert says amazing things, but you get cutting him off through the whole conversation. It was real hard for me to keep my mouth shut and not say, "Hey, let Robert talk." You guys keep cutting him. So make sure you're giving everybody an opportunity to. Then I thought Diane brought up a phenomenal idea, and money consideration. The fact that some of these programs, you know, they can do a lot of good, but they don't require a lot of money. And I thought that was an important aspect of this decision making. But again, you guys shut her down. You didn't respond to that. It seemed more, "Let's talk about our personal feelings about these issues," as opposed to things like setting criteria and looking at the problem from all the different angles. And about 25 minutes into the conversation, Alex C. said, "Well, let's make safety in the neighborhood the most important." And that was kind of a eureka moment for me, because I'm like, there it is. That's the criteria. If neighborhood safety is the most important thing to this group, that's your value, then you could rank these things and divide your money based on that value. So some of the things on that list were going to make neighborhoods safe. Some weren't going to, you know, do as much towards making. Could have kind of pushed those towards the bottom. So like I said in the beginning of this audio recording, you know, the criteria eventually did come, but I would like to have seen it a little more explicit. Take some time at the beginning of a meeting to talk about, how are we going to run this meeting? What's the best way to come to a decision? Take some time and think about these alone. Should we take them one at a time? How much time are we going to put into this? I know that's not the cool thing to do, because I gave you guys some hot issues and you guys are very well-informed individuals, and I don't know, you guys wanted to just jump in and start talking about them, but you got to kind of resist that and spend some time talking about how you're going to talk about things and developing those criteria and those goals. I would have liked to have seen you guys asking questions and paraphrasing a little bit more. You know, that concept of asking a question, even though you know the answer, but just to make sure everybody's on the same page, and then paraphrasing things, saying, "What I hear everybody saying is blah, 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 blah." That would have really happened a little bit earlier in the sex activity. You know, you're right, you guys were just running around chasing your tails, as Alex C. said. And if somebody would just kind of paraphrase things a little earlier, that discussion, you know, might have ended a little bit earlier. Then at about 30 minutes into the conversation, you started splitting off into two groups and there were side conversations going on, a little bit of that's okay, and you guys didn't do too much of it. But in future group meetings, you got to kind of watch out for that. If groups start splitting off and having their own conversation, you could let it go for a couple of minutes, which is what you guys did. But then, you know, make sure you wrangle it back to the side of the group. And I thought you guys did a good job at that. Overall, I thought that first discussion focused too much on the product and not enough on the process. I would have liked to have seen you guys focus on a little more overtly the process that you were going to go through instead of just jumping right into the issues. I sat there wondering if there had been any talk amongst the group about how to dress for this meeting. It's an important meeting. It was your final exam. There's a lot of points, you know, riding on it. I would think that somebody would have said, hey, let's all throw on a pair of slacks and a button-down shirt so we all look nice for this meeting. That nonverbal message would communicate to the person grading or your boss that this is a real important thing. It would have given the meeting a little more formality. So I thought it would have been cool if you'd have dressed up a little bit. I know I didn't require that, but I was just wondering if anyone had mentioned. Moving on to the second activity that you did, the question regarding, you know, the sexual relationships. I thought, what a great discussion. I mean, really, just awesome. You know, and that's the activity where I really wanted you guys to set a little bit of a criteria, which again you didn't do on this one, but that activity was designed to jump right into the issues. The other activity with the money was designed for you to kind of figure out a process and then, you know, dig into the issues. But I just had the best time listening to you guys talk about this stuff. They are serious issues. You guys treated it very maturely. I mean, a lot of teenagers, they talk about sex and they start getting stupid, but you guys were intelligent and awesome. I thought Irene did a nice job at reading the questions to everyone. Again, I wish you would have spent a little bit of time at least setting a time limit on this or some sort of criteria, or take maybe deciding we're going to take these issues one at a time, talk about A, then talk about B, then talk about C. But what you guys did is everyone just started throwing in their opinions. And that's sometimes real dangerous. Now, I know that your group is in the norming phase and you know each other real well. But in regular groups where maybe you haven't advanced as far as your group has, you might want to hold back on your opinions, especially when you get the hot button topics like sex and religion and politics and things like that. This, you know, activity, you could have read them on your own and ranked them on your own, could have gone around in a circle and given everybody a chance to talk, and at one point you started doing that and it didn't really pick up. Could have spent a little time with each one discussing the pros and cons of each one before people started expressing their opinions. Again, in this activity, you kept cutting off Robert. There should be no one in your group that you cut off. Everyone in the group should give everyone equal opportunity to speak. And I give props to Irene, who kept trying to say, hey, you guys cut off Robert, and actually it happened to Alex K. a couple of times, and Irene was doing this great job with a great gatekeeper role of trying to say, hey, let's hear what these guys have to say. But the clash in this conversation was so outstanding that, you know, that was a little hard to do. Everyone had so much they wanted to say, and it is my hope that you'll bring that kind of energy to every discussion that you have in the future. If every talk you ever have with a group goes the way that one did, you know, if you add to it a little bit of planning in the beginning, man, just outstanding, phenomenal stuff. At one point, Alex K. said, you know, why don't everybody express their views? And I thought that was a really good idea. The conversation didn't let that happen, but at least you tried, and it was put out there, and I thought that was pretty positive. I think in the end of this conversation, you saw what will happen if you don't have a plan for solvency. If you don't, in the beginning of a discussion like this, set up the rules. Here's how we're going to approach it. Here's how long we're going to talk. Because, you know, as Alex C., you know, appropriately said, we're chasing our own tails here. So we didn't set up the rules. We didn't know when and how this was supposed to end. I know in the directions I told you not to take a vote, but, you know, you guys could have overruled me on that. So I think the end fell a little flat, and that may have been due to lack of setting criteria. But, you know, in closing, I just thought, you know, great discussion, you know, dug into the issues, and it was very, very cool. It was really fun to watch. So congratulations on that. Overall, I just thought that there should have been more discussion about how to approach the discussion. Other than that, outstanding work. Score for your group grade, unfortunately, I'm going to give you a 75 out of 90. That's a solid B, and I give you a 75 out of 90 because there really wasn't a lot of talk about setting goals and setting criteria. You had a little bit of problem with turn. Grade might have been lower because of those things had the discussion not been so incredible. So good job on that. And need anything, you know where to find me. I'm up in my office all the time. So I hope I see some of you guys in the hallways. And good luck with future group discussions.